thank you for joining the XBRL US podcast series. This is Michelle Savage with XBRL US. And today we're here to talk about a program called XBRL Essentials, which is the training session for senior level financial executives that will be held at the XBRL US National Conference November 17th through 18th in New York City. And if you're interested in learning more about that, go to www.xbrl.us and look at the National Conference event. So we have with us today a group of experts to help talk about a particular session on tackling detailed footnote tagging. And I want to welcome today, we have Lou Roman, who's the Director of XBRL Operations at Merrill Corporation. We have Christine Tan, who is a Professor of Accounting at Fordham University. And we have Greg Saunders, XBRL Advisor for the XBRL US Project Team, and who also recently just joined XBRL US as our data modeling expert. So welcome to everyone. Thank you for joining us. And the first question I'm going to direct towards Christine, and the question is concerning the level of individuals attending these programs. We're gearing them more towards senior level financial executives, but why should they need to know about this? Isn't understanding XBRL more of an implementation process that's handled by mid-level managers?
Thanks, Michelle. So in this session, we'll be providing an overview of tagging the footnotes of the financial statements in detail. We'll be covering topics like discussing the volume of work that's going to be involved, the timing of the whole process, and the approach that one could adopt to tag the financial, the footnotes of the financials. We'll be also covering some specific examples of detailed tagging, and also talk about some specific modeling patterns that essentially permeate throughout the taxonomy. In particular, we'll be focusing on dimensions and tables. So why is it important for senior level executives to understand this whole process? Well, understanding this whole process would help senior level executives plan, because as I mentioned before, this whole process is very complex. So if you have a good understanding of this, this will help you allocate your resources and plan accordingly. Also, attending this session would help senior level executives understand the review process that would be involved as well, so that they can conduct a more efficient and effective review of the work that presumably would be performed by subordinates or third-party service providers. At the end of the day, management needs to take responsibility for the tagged financials just like they would for the EDGAR filing.
Thank you. That's great. And Christine, what would you say is the biggest challenge in tagging footnotes and something that will be addressed in the session?
Well, given that there are over 17,000 elements within the taxonomy, one needs to navigate through the taxonomy to find the appropriate tags for the detailed information in the footnotes. So I think that is one of the biggest challenges.
Okay. And Greg, what would you characterize as another major challenge?
I agree with Christine that the detailed information in the footnotes presents a much more arduous exercise, in that there's a great deal more judgment in the selection process necessary because of the sheer volume of tags, and in the details you tend to run into tags that have a much more closely associated definition. So it takes expertise and some experience in order to be able to select the best tag for the situation.
Great. And Lou, what would you say if there is a third major challenge in detailed footnote tagging, what would you say that is?
Christine and Greg are right on. I'd say a third thing is that tagging of the data in the footnotes sometimes requires the use of dimensional tables, and that'll add complexity. And what that means, dimensional tables, is that for tagging some items, it takes not only selecting the tag in the U.S. GAAP taxonomy, but it also takes the use and the selection of a related category or a separate classification to go along with that tag. So that's a bit more involved than tagging the facing financial statements.
True. And all of these topics will be covered in XBRL Essentials in the session. Lou, I have a question for you about what kind of companies will benefit the most from the detailed footnote session.
Well, those public companies in wave one and wave two of the three waves, I think, will benefit most. Wave one, because footnote tagging is coming upon them, and for most of them, June 30th, 2010 is their first financial statements that will have to be filed with detailed footnote tagging XBRL, and therefore they need to plan and get this done very soon. Wave two is only a year away, and for them to know what's coming and to see it and to learn this information will be very valuable, being that their requirement is coming up soon as well.
Okay, thanks. And Greg, our last question is, what do you think is going to be the most important takeaway from the session?
Well, I think for the participants that are targeted for the session, the C-level executives, the most important thing to take away will be an understanding of the detailed tagging so that they will properly be able to plan their resources and estimate their costs for the process of detailed tagging the FLIT folks, whether they do that internally and assign a team within their own departments, and or whether they have a point person to oversee the work done by an outside provider. Additionally, I think by understanding detailed tagging, they can reverse engineer the process to allow them to do more effective and efficient reviews of the tags that are selected, because ultimately it's their decision and their responsibility to accept over the instance creation that they provide to the SEC.
Great, thank you. And I want to thank, Greg, I want to thank you to Lou, and to Christine very much for spending a few minutes with us today to give a preview of the session. And thanks everybody for joining. Please go to www.xbrl.us to check out the sessions and learn a little bit more and hopefully to register. We hope to see you all in November in New York.